This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has ordered an impeachment probe of President Donald Trump. AP's Tim McGuire reports.
Congress moves ahead with an impeachment action against President Trump.
The House of Representatives moving forward with an official impeachment inquiry.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the action is in response to President Trump's possibly pressuring Ukraine's president to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden's family, which she calls a betrayal of the country.
The president's betrayal of his oath of office, betrayal of our national security, and betrayal of the integrity of our elections.
Pelosi says Trump's admission he talked by phone with Ukraine's president about Biden was the last step in a number of actions Trump has taken in violation of the Constitution. Trump says a transcript of that call will be released Wednesday. He adds that the inquiry is, quote, a positive for me. Tim McGuire, Washington.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy defended the president after Pelosi's announcement.
Our job here is a serious job. Our job is to focus on the American public. Our job is to make tomorrow better than today. Our job is to legislate, not to continue to investigate something in the back when you cannot find any reason to impeach this president. What she said today made no difference of what's been going on. It's no different than what Nadler's been trying to do. It's time to put the public before politics.
President Trump has tweeted several responses already, calling it presidential harassment, another witch hunt. He's pledged to release a complete transcript of the call on Wednesday. You can find more on this and other stories online at voanews.com. We also have a mobile app. And from Washington, D.C., in the news center at VOA, this is VOA News. In a major blow to Prime Minister Boris Johnson, Britain's highest court ruled that his decision to suspend Parliament for 5 weeks in the crucial countdown to the country's Brexit deadline was illegal. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
In a major blow to Prime Minister Boris Johnson, Britain's highest court ruled that his decision to suspend Parliament for 5 weeks in the crucial countdown to the country's Brexit deadline was illegal.
The court is bound to conclude, therefore, that the decision to advise Her Majesty to prorogue Parliament was unlawful.
This was the final unanimous decision read out by Supreme Court President Brenda Hale, saying that Johnson's decision to suspend Parliament unjustifiably impeded lawmakers from carrying out their constitutional functions. Opposition Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn said Johnson has no respect for democracy.
It demonstrates a contempt for democracy and an abuse of power by him.
Johnson himself reacted with disappointment at the final decision.
I strongly disagree with this decision of the Supreme Court. I have utmost respect for our judiciary.
Karen Chamas, London.
President Trump spoke at the UN General Assembly this morning. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
It was a roaring defense of nationalism.
Wise leaders always put the good of their own people and their own country first.
The president urging them to reject alliances and multilateral trade deals.
The future does not belong to globalists. The future belongs to patriots.
At the same time, he pushed for a global response to Iranian aggression, saying all nations must act together to fight what he says is Tehran's bloodlust. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Investigators say many Federal Aviation Administration inspectors who worked on pilot training standards for the grounded Boeing 737 MAX and other planes were themselves unqualified. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
In another setback for the FAA, the U.S. Office of Special Counsel says, in addition to unqualified training inspectors, the FAA also gave Congress misleading answers when it asked about employee training. And the head of that investigative office said these actions put the flying public at risk. The agency also disclosed that it told President Trump and Congress about its findings, which started with a complaint from a whistleblower. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Thousands of Northern California residents were left powerless Tuesday after Pacific Gas and Power turned off their electricity in order to prevent wildfires. The utility cut power to more than 24,000 households, citing dry, windy, and hot conditions. A major wildfire was caused last year by power lines from PG&E. Marissa Melton, VOA News.